We're back on Tell the Band to Go Home, and JP Ho's dropping by to screw things up, of course. I was going to start telling people about the great Paul Kelly show. Do you know Paul Kelly? No, not at all.
Yes.
You don't. You liar. I was gonna play a bunch of Paul Kelly and get people ready for that, but now you come to screw it up and step on some toes. So I don't know who you think you are, JP Ho, but should play something off that fun little live record you got here.
Yeah, do it.
It's not a bad thing. What should we play?
Well, thanks for saying it's not a little bad. let's do. Let's just pump it up a little bit. Let's go. You're here and I'm not.
We'll send that out to the folks at home because I'm here and they're not.
That's right. They're.
But you're here.
Enjoying this from the Oasis, just outside of the city.
That's a fun place to be. But I'm sure they have their radios with them. Anyways, JP Ho, Truly Richards, we'll chat. We'll do some things. Be right back. Did you hear me there? Did you hear me in the background there, clapping and cheering? Did you hear me? I was there. I was at that show.
I
didn't skip out on that show.
Well, thank God.
That was the one where you kept us waiting in the bloody lobby for hours.
Hey, it was like we were baking a cake.
I thought we were going in at 8, so I ordered my pizza, I had my drinks, and then I just stand there.
That's
in the
good
lobby
though. No, that means you were ready. That means you ate.
Yeah, but you weren't ready.
Whoa! First of all, I think we undertook something that was pretty large. For a shoestring budget.
Well.
And I'm pretty pumped. I'm happy with how.
Oh, it sounds great now. Yeah, I'm over it now. I had a good time, but.
You're over it now.
This guy
well, thank
he is.
God. Well, I apologize if. I apologize for the waiting. I didn't want you to be waiting. Do you think I wanted that?
No, I don't suppose you did.
But did you enjoy the other two acts too?
I did. I had a lot of fun at that show.
Jody King and Haley Jean?
Of course.
Pretty good.
That's good times.
Yeah, they're pretty rad girls. Yeah. So you've been well?
Yeah. You?
Keeping it real.
Keeping it real. Anyways, the record, the Live Beta Project.
Yeah.
Has been out for I guess a little while now. When was the CD release
party
that I skipped out on?
2 months. Yeah, the CD party you skipped out on was June 1st.
Okay.
At the Academy Bar and Eatery.
And has there been has there been a reaction? Have people commented on the record? Have there been any reviews or any such things?
There have, actually, yeah. A reviewer in New Jersey, out of all places, she gave it like either 4 out of 5 or 5 out of 5 stars.
Really?
Yeah, on this website called discoveringartists.com.
Nice.
And I got a couple of nice reviews, and I got one in Stylus and here and there. And then the CD is thank God it's selling really well. In 2 months, we're almost out of our first run.
Wow!
So nice. that's I'm happy, and that's, you know, we're pumped up. We're happy people.
People are talking about the hoe.
Well, let's not go that well. A hoe, whether it's this one or another one, can't say. But needless, things are good. Things are happening. We've got we did a real fun tour in spring down to New Orleans.
Oh,
and we've decided to I've decided to make that like the regular tour route. So September, we're doing that again.
Really?
And then in November, doing a November to Florida tour, and then December do a. Another Winnipeg to New Orleans tour. So
you're working it.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying to accomplish something.
Do the Richards get to come on those vacations with you? Or?
Well, not all of them, but on the first one that I did, that was solo. And then this next one, Rob Patchell will be coming down to New Orleans. Mister.
Does he still have the mustache?
He does, yeah. He's
you have a bit of an obsession with mustaches.
Well, you know, it's because of like the humor factor. They're just so disgusting and hilarious. Well,
they're disgusting that you plastered them all over everybody on the CD.
I know. What was good about that was the girls were not aware that there was going to be mustaches on them, and until they got their copies and
they reacted how?
Let's see. Two of them loved it. One of them I don't think cared for it. I won't say who, but one person, I'm pretty sure.
The relationship is over, isn't it?
So, but they're great. I mean, they're weird. I had one. Did you ever see mine?
No, thank God.
I took it to the Western Canadian Music Awards and played a showcase for it, and even like was talking with some AR people, and I thought, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever done. But it happened, and it was great, and I do love them, and I'll grow one for Christmas again. It's like a Christmas thing.
So have you been out schmoozing and doing many industry things like that, or did you get to any festivals or any of those big schmooze fests over the summer?
No, I decided to take the summer off.
Really?
And essentially just
laying low.
Well, booking like tours for the States is just it's funny until you have, you know, a good agent or whatever. You're sitting at your computer 8 hours. It's a day job.
Yeah.
And you're just emailing and cold calling and trying to figure out what can work. And it's kind of ridiculous. And it's not fun.
No.
At all.
But people should be calling you. That's the way it should work.
Maybe one day. I'm hoping that, I really hope that this next tour, especially with Rob, really works, because we're visiting a lot of the same clubs as we did, or that I did the first time. And like we got a couple really, really fun shows. In Chicago, we've got a Friday night show.
Good.
That we're real excited about. And we're playing a really nice club in Minneapolis called the Fine Line Cafe.
I love that place.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool, you know, and they're digging the music. So
good.
So slowly but surely, Memphis is going to be good. New Orleans is going to be great. And Austin, we're playing Austin. Yeah, I've always wanted
to
play
there. Do you need a
roadie? Pardon?
Do you need a roadie?
Yes.
Booking agent? Tour manager?
Hey, I think what would happen to the kids, Jeff? The kids and the listenership in Winnipeg. It would be devastating. But
that's called letting me down easy.
But needless to say, we're pumping up. We're doing a show at the West End Cultural Center.
Wow.
Because I haven't done a show in a while.
No, that's true.
Trying to spread it out a little bit. Yeah. This one is going to be, we're co-billing it with the Addicts.
Big times. It's the Addicts and...
The Addicts and Justin Lacroix.
Very nice.
Have you played any of his stuff? Do you have his CD yet?
No.
You should get it. I'm going to tell him to send it to you, because
yeah.
You will, not only will you enjoy it, but your listeners will like it and Winnipeg will like it.
Well, I'm going to find this out on the 1/6th, is that right?
Yeah, on the 1/6th, yeah, for sure. I know you're coming.
Well, yeah.
And actually, at the end of this interview, why don't we give away a couple tickets? Why not, right?
Good times.
Why not? Because we really would like people to come on out to this. And
well, yeah.
No, it's true. It's true. We really do. Yeah. And if you don't like winning tickets, or if you're not a winner, unfortunately, and you still want to come, tickets are available at Into the Music,
okay.
Music Trader, McNally Robinson, the West End, and at the door, if there's any left.
Now, what price am I going to have to pay for this fine evening in entertainment?
It's $10 for the night.
Ten? Oh, come on. $10.
No, no, it's $10. And but keep in mind, it's a co-bill show. It's not just, you know, you're not just getting ripped off or anything like that. I'm going to throw it out there. JP Ho t-shirts, they're going on sale. Hardcore sale.
Line or deep discount?
Deep discount. I think these t-shirts could be going at cost.
Come on.
No, I'm going to do this.
Why would you do that?
You know why? Because I feel that I'd like to do something nice, you know, and just I'd rather give a nice American Apparel t-shirt at cost.
I got problems with those American Apparel t-shirts.
Oh, do you?
They shrink.
Well, they fit kind of a bit snugger. Dude. They fit a little bit snugger.
Yeah, but I'm a big dude.
You got to get an XL then.
Listen, the XL doesn't work for me anymore.
Come on.
It shrinks.
Come on.
Yeah.
You're my first complaint.
Well, I mean, I haven't tried your shirt, but
Well, that probably also has a lot to do with it. The logo on a shirt can really vary the shrinkage factor.
Okay.
It's like the coldness of the water.
All right, I'll give it a try. No, you have some fine shirts, and I've often thought maybe I should give it a try.
Well, yeah, like I said, they are going to be on sale. And either way, even if you can't afford a shirt or anything like that, we just want you to come out, and the West End is it's a quiet place in the summer. We thought we need to pump it up a little bit.
Get it jumping, yeah.
And it's on a Wednesday night, so
you got no excuse then.
You got no excuse. The show starts at 8, yeah, so it's an like early show. You know, you're going to be out early enough to go to bed, get up for work, and then to hang out around the water cooler and say, oh my God, the Addicts, JP Ho and the Truly Richards, Justin Lacroix. It was like a sub sandwich.
Well, yeah. That's a festival that all going. In itself. That's good times.
But, yeah.
Now, so. There was some talk of you releasing this live show on DVD. Is that
well, what happen, we've decided or? To do instead, Jeff, is if you go to jpho.com or uh-huh. MySpace or YouTube, you can see three of our songs so far. We decided to put up three of the live recordings,
okay.
The videos. So feel free to check them out. They're free. You don't have to buy anything.
Free's good.
Just go and enjoy it, and go to the message board and maybe put a little.
I love
this video was cool. This one sucks. But hopefully you won't get this. I encourage the cool word.
It's all about the cool. Now,
so, yeah. So go check it out if you can.
Well, I can.
Why can't you?
I can, and I will.
Get a bottle of Chardonnay, curl up with a blanket, a loved one on a large computer chair because they're always oversized.
It would seem silly not to go there.
And dim the lights.
Chill the ham.
Give her.
Just give her. Yeah, so are you working on new stuff still? Is there still new songs coming all the time?
We've got new songs. Actually, at the show, we're going to be showcasing four new songs.
Like newer than this?
Heck yeah, baby.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. Actually, one of them, I think, because I know that you have a very rootsy listenership, or at least there's a portion of your listeners that enjoy the roots.
We're a broad-minded listenership.
I know that because you guys let me come on here. But we do have a rockabilly-esque song.
Really?
That I think I wrote like a year and a half ago. Just was never sure when to do it. And obviously with Rob Patchell.
The time has come.
Yeah, the time has come. So come and check that out. We've reworked one of the songs off the EP. So that is very different.
Which one? Do you want to tell me?
Nope.
Really?
I just would like for you to come and check it.
Well, I'm going to come.
Check that out. And yeah, that's pretty much about it, you know. So, and then there's two other ones that one of them has been getting a lot of. Well, I love it. It's they're a little more upbeat, and so they're guaranteed foot tappers.
Now, JP,
Jeff,
I normally I would say I don't want to put you on the spot, but I do.
Okay.
I do want to put you on the spot. Sure. Because as you know...
You always do this, actually.
Yeah, I'm always fond of when you come and play live. And as I may have stated, every time you've come, you've played a song that's kind of made me feel special in my in my man place. That's been more special than the song I heard the last time.
That's one of my specialties, I guess.
And you know, since you're here, and since you do have that fine guitar,
sure.
Is that your guitar? Did you steal that one?
No, this is my guitar, and it's wonderful. I wish I could get an endorsement from this guitar company, because I would take every promo shot with it, because I love these guitars, and it still smells.
Is that a new one?
Relatively new, yes.
That's good.
Because I started feeling uncomfortable about taking one good guitar and one so-so guitar on the road. I thought, I just want two good guitars.
Good for you.
I don't want to be embarrassed on stage,
no.
You know?
No, you don't want that.
You can't walk into Nashville and say,
no.
Oh boy, this thing is warped.
No.
Can't do that unless you're Willie Nelson.
That's a specialty, actually.
So, how about, would you mind the title track or the lead track off the album?
Off this album?
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't mind.
Okay, is there something you'd prefer?
No, I just thought there might be something new, like you always bring something new to the table.
Oh. All right, well.
I mean, like
sure.
I said.
Oh, no, okay, sure, Jeff. This one, boy, okay. Okay, this one is called Until You Wade, and... It's I heard some stories about people seeing, you know, the white light and angels, like true stories of people like on their deathbed, and I thought, all right, I probably should try and figure out how that makes me feel. There she sat at the end of my bed. I thought the sign said can't have no visitors past 9. Do I know you? Well, are you lost? She said, boy, I've been watching you. You know I've been working overtime. I know you're hurt, I know it's bad. It's just a cut, I said. She said, boy, that ain't no cut. Well, all that I can do is run. She said that all you do is try. Everything around me hazy, baby, I'm too young. Till you wait on my mind. Until you fall apart, don't end it there. No, 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 no. Until you wait on my. Wait for me now. And if you fall apart, I'll mend you there. Goodbyes and family fights and the heart that I've tied. Come on, lady, oh, won't you turn out that light? See, I've got plans. I'm gonna save the world. I'm gonna make good on all the prayers that I have made in my life. It's just the words, I ain't coming back. It's a door, she said. I know you'll be back for more, and all that I can do. She said that all you do is try. Everything around me hazy, baby, I'm too young. Till you wait on my mind. Until you fall apart, don't end it there. No, 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 no. Until you wait on my. Wait for me now. And if you fall apart, I'll mend. There, I know you're hurt, I know it's bad. It's just a cut, I said. She said, boy, that ain't no cut. Try everything around me hazy, baby, I'm too young to die. All that I can
all you do is try. Everything around me, hit it, baby, I'm too young till you wait.
Well,
that's great. I mean, even Kim Biggs loves it. So you get the thumbs up from Kim Biggs.
Hey, thanks.
So that's very impressive. Obviously, a real rocking tune. I can't wait to hear that with the band on the 16th.
It's really fun to play.
I bet you it is.
I just thought. You know, it's really funny. There's this quote in the Wilco, their live album, and he goes, "Are you guys ready to party?" And then they're like, "Yeah." And he goes, "With some mid-tempo rock." and I thought, wow, I've got a lot of mid-tempo rock, and it's you can't, you know, you I think I'm gonna try and diversify a little bit so that, you know, it just. There's a little more of everything, so to speak, and so I've taken it on to myself and to just try and make that happen.
So are you comfortable enough with your songwriting now that you can sort of try to write a certain kind of a song or?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I am. Whether anyone else is totally up to them. But
seems to me like you got it down okay.
What
do I know?
It's you know it. It's more of a. I always feel like Fred Penner. His quote is always, you know, you're always as good as your last show, and you can apply that to whatever. You're only as good as your last song, etc., mm-hmm, etc. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so, in that regard, it makes it a little bit easier to kind of have a sense of urgency to say, all right, I need to write something a little bit more upbeat. And so you could, you know, the next few songs that you really sit down to do. You know, you can really focus on that, and hopefully you'll get, you know, one or two, maybe even out of that bunch that could be used. So for me, that's how it works, and it. I mean, I guess so far, like, I'm comfortable with how it's working.
Are you writing a lot? Like, are you writing these things all the time, or?
This summer has been okay. It's been difficult in that booking so much.
Yeah,
like my head
it's
is
not,
just,
not a very inspiring process.
It's very uninspiring, and I'm just so focused on, like, when I got a text message the other night saying we're opening for a good friend of mine in New Orleans, and like that's all I could think of, and I thought, oh, I should play some guitar, and then I thought, no, I'm just so excited. I just want to write it on my calendar. and I was just so excited to just have another confirmed date that I don't know, it's just so satisfying when that stuff comes through, and for me it's a different headspace than when I'm writing.
Right. Tell me about going into some of these places. Obviously, you're going to places where I'm guessing people really don't have a clue who you are.
Whoa. Yeah, no. It's okay, allow me to answer that with a small story.
All right.
I've got a friend who books shows. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
And I didn't know that he books shows, and I went and checked out one of these shows, and it's a good paying show for musicians in terms of, like, everyone gets paid, so to speak.
Okay.
Which a lot of these gigs don't.
Right.
Anyhow, I said, oh, wow, this is cool. You guys just coming out to check it out? He said, no, I'm actually booking this. I thought, oh. And I said, oh, should give me a call or something. He goes, well, I'm only booking bands who need the help. And I thought to myself, what? I'm probably, like, you know, as in debt, or if not more than an average musician. And it's just it's really weird because when you go away, it's like if you go to a new city, you're starting as if, you know, you're a beginner, a guitar player, and you've gone out for your first show, hopefully, because I've got a little bit more experience, that first show goes better and you can skip a few steps. But that's pretty much how it works, and you just kind of hope that the club owner, whoever's booking, you know, really sees something that they like, and then going back the next time is a whole lot easier. But then I'm wondering if it'll ever get to that point where they think that I'm doing well, mm-hmm. or so well that I don't need gigs anymore, which is, it really was one of the, it blew my mind, that whole conversation. And because I take gigs, I'm down with working. It sounds bizarre, but I like it, and I want to keep playing. As you know, I want to play shows. So, but it's been a very fun experience, and I'm hoping that these next two tours by Christmas time, or these three tours, especially the two going down to New Orleans, like they get more and more productive, and it's starting to get fun seeing fans come out to shows who I don't know and who are just legitimate.
Yeah.
You know, they just like the stuff. And I had a guy come out to both shows that we did in Denver last time, and I thought, wow, this is really creepy, but cool all at the same time. It's just, I'm going to get, I guess, hopefully get more and more used to, but it was weird.
Are you using the interweb? Is MySpace your friend? Is it helping you get the word out down there or anything?
MySpace is a friend. I realized that it shut down on me last week, and it said that my account had been deleted, and I freaked out, and I thought, oh boy, this MySpace is very fragile.
Things have been crazy on there for a while.
Like, well, they had this major power outage. They had rolling blackouts. And I guess they don't have a Motormaster generator, like, keeping things going just in case. And so things have been effed up for a bit. But, you know, it's been really good. I've stopped going and just trying to add friends, though. Yeah. I stopped. I think at 200 friends, I said, you know, this is looking shameless.
And, well, some people have the 2,000, though. So,
But the thing is, and this is a generalization, but I'm going to go on a limb and say that those people have, like, one of the guys in the band, whenever they have free time, they just go and just go, add friends. Yeah. And I don't think that's cool.
No.
Because I guess you get a chance, like, maybe someone's going to listen to your stuff or whatever, but I think it's more fun if it's through word of mouth, if they've told their friends, say, oh, you should check this band out. So I've stopped adding people, you know, unless it's a band that I'd like to play a show with down there.
Right.
But in terms of just fans, I've kind of stopped doing that, and it's probably going to work against me, but but I ain't scared.
Yeah, well, that's good. There's no fear in JP Ho.
There really is no fear.
Nope. Can we talk yet about the record? Is that?
Well, here's what we can say.
Is there any?
My gosh. You know, here's things. No, here's another insight into the music world.
All right.
Things move slower than backwards. It's tremendous how slow things are going. And
in what way, though? Like, what's the holdup?
Like, it's, well, good. They're not listening. It's the holdup is people that are working on my behalf in the States.
Okay.
Like, just always have an excuse why things are taking so long. And I don't quite understand, because I can't get a very clear picture on what's taking place. But they're the ones who are booking the New York to Florida tour.
Okay.
And it's like, it's all showcases.
Okay. So, but so it is a good thing.
Keep in mind, I want things to be happening.
I know. You're a guy who wants to get up there. You're eager.
Which
you're
is why I'm fresh. Booking like my own tours right now, just to – I don't want to, you know, rest on my laurels or on the kindness of – of other people, but it's a real slow process, and I just, it's weird. You just want to instill that in anybody who enjoys music or anything, that it's such a crazy slow process. And what's funny is like that that Rob James guy, you know the Idol guy,
the Canadian Idol.
Yeah, that guy. Well, I think I heard him quoted saying that like this is his last chance to make it. And what I don't understand is like I've never seen him play one show on his own. Like,
never. No.
It's his last chance to like skip everything. Yeah, it's his
every
last
step. Without
yeah, it's
working
last chance
it.
To get credibility. And maybe I'm a jackass for saying something like that, but
very true. I mean, K-Mac, our good friend, the Canadian Idol,
sure.
At least he the guy works hard.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, like he I think he sleeps with his laptop. And as soon as an email pops up, if it's, you know, in the middle of the night, he's up and he's responding and researching. He's crazy, but it's just like these Idol shows are just really hilarious. They really are, because it's Skippy McSkipster and his friends of Steps that that's just it's tremendous. And I'm pretty sure Rob James isn't listening right now.
Yeah, I'm pretty
or
sure
anyone who's been text messaging him once a week for Idol. But I don't know. I just it's really frustrating when things work so slowly and you got to invest so much money, mm-hmm. and you know, on whatever, and you have to rely on so many favors from so many good amazing great people, mm-hmm. and then there's, you know, what's going on over here and people just expecting to skip like I can't even believe it. Like, have you ever seen a show? Have you ever seen him play a show?
Never. No. And in fact, the only shows that McMaster and James even did was big shows that were prearranged. Like they didn't work up through the ranks.
Wait, actually, that's funny. Luke did.
Well, Luke did. Oh yeah, Luke did.
I saw Luke play at Grabba Jabba for three beautiful girls. Like they were friends of his, and they were sitting at this table right in front of him. And I remember him singing "Brown Eyed Girl" and thinking. This is interesting. I could maybe, like, this was way before.
Yeah.
I think I was 14 or something. Yeah. And I thought, well, that's a pretty good deal, I guess. He's just playing a guitar and singing, and he's got a date after the show.
Yeah.
He's got three dates after the show. But that's what I wish. I wish these shows would stop. And if these people really, you know, are down with what they want to do, get down.
Well, wouldn't do it.
Gosh. Like, yeah, like, go and do it, please. Which is why we're playing a show
on the 16th at the West End Culture Center.
Sweet segue.
That's right.
Yeah, with the Addicts and Justin Lacroix.
Can I just call him Justin because I'm from Charleston?
You can, yeah, for real. You totally can. You're not half like I am. So I have to. It's not. I can't even try to call him however you pronounce his name. And tickets are only $10, and
well,
they're at... Into the Music, Music Trader, McNally Robinson, and the West End, or at the door. The doors are at 7:15. Show starts at 8. It's Justin, and then JPO and the Truly Rich. We're going to go on at around 10 after 9.
Okay.
And then the Addicts are going to go on at 10:30. So, you know, come for what you can. If you've got to work, come afterwards if you can. And we always appreciate when you can support, you know, local music. Because I love the city, and the city's got such a good music scene going on right now that I just love it. I got so much heart for it.
Well, we got heart for you too, JP. And the CD, it can be found around places now too, I understand. And
in fact, you can find it pretty much all the places that I mentioned,
yes.
As well as CD Plus at Polo Park and Madison Square, Into the Music, Music Trader, and McNally. Or at the show, whichever. And if you buy it at the show, T-shirts go down.
Really?
Big time.
Wow.
Big time. And free sticker with every CD.
Winnipeg loves deep discount.
I know. And I want to give.
So.
You know, we had the T-shirt machine. It was left on all night. And we don't have Rainbow Stage tickets to give away with every purchase.
No.
But we do have a credit card swiper now.
Really?
Yeah. It's like
the old machine?
Yeah. Yeah. We do. Those other ones are. Those are for good bands, but who make lots of money. But I guess since I don't need shows anymore, I should have one of those.
You're too big for shows.
I'm too big for shows. I'm going to get in trouble for that conversation.
Not for me.
So yeah, if you folks don't have anything to do, and it's an all ages show too, obviously, you know, if you have if you have teenagers or whatever that like the stuff that can't get out to bar shows, please bring them down, and you know, it's a coarse language free night.
That's very good to hear.
I hope, unless the addicts get belligerent.
Well, those didn't they used to be like a Christian band?
I think so. Yeah. So. I guess they'll be none.
I'm pretty
of that.
Sure they won't be too.
No.
Too blue.
Probably not.
Could I trouble you to sing one more? Would that be okay? Is that
Jeff.
Is that in the contract?
It is, and this time I'm gonna give them the first track off the live beta project. And once again, if you want to see videos of it, if you were there, or if you couldn't make it and you want to see what it's about, or if you have the CD and you want to see it, go to the website, jpho.com, or myspace/jpho, or YouTube, and type in jpho, and you're going to find three songs. And this song's called Always. What if I found a way to make you sit and stay right next to me? Without rope or with glue or with diamonds that your eyes have never seen. And if you leave me today, don't think I'd make it to Monday. You and I are always on my side. You're always on my mind. You're always by my side. When I'm tired of this life, I'm tired of these lies, would you still answer me? Though I might run away, my fears take the reins, would you still let me lead? Or can I see you today? Please wear that skirt from Sunday. You and I, you're always on my side. You're always on my mind. God, always on my side. I've taken my slice. I'm ready to repay the world with kisses to you. And I'd keep it obscene so that no one else could cheat or copy the way and the love that we breathe. Come back and see me today. Walk back down the street to Sunday. You and I, you're always on my side. You're always on my mind. You're always by my side. Yeah, always by my side. Well, don't
you know that you're always by my side.
I don't know, man. I think it would be silly for people not to see you on August the 16th at the West End Cultural Center.
Yeah, I hope so. Let's give away a couple tickets.
Yeah, people are calling already.
Oh, really?
Or not. So yeah, is there a trivia question or something they gotta do for you?
I don't know. Gosh, you always make this fun, but then I never come prepared with ideas, and I'm supposed to be an ideas man.
That's right. You're the creative guy.
Okay, how about this?
just don't make it too hard because we want to give them away.
Don't worry. This is gonna be an easy one. The first caller that can call in and say where the next tour is going. Does that sound too hard?
Yeah, no, that's not hard at all.
I think we said it a few times.
Yeah.
So if you can, and the hint is Zydeco.
269-8636, 269-UMFM. And you get yourself a pair of tickets. There's no trouble in that. That's easy. See, it's ringing already. But phone, in case that person doesn't have it, 269-8636, 269-UMFM. Something off the CD, JP, or?
Sure. How about a nice soft one?
Okay.
How does nicer sound?
I like that one. I do. I like it indeed. All right, thanks for being here, JP. JPHOE.com for photos and fun.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jeff. And hope everyone's having a great summer and you're enjoying the long weekend. See y'all later.
I know you run to your mama, 'cause it turns you away. It ain't your fault you ain't under his protective gaze. You don't cry, you don't cry, you don't cry. You never shed a tear. You said, I'm gonna do what no one would dare and get the hell out of here. That is the nicest thing that I ever thought. That is the nicest thought that I ever have come across, yeah. Carry so many secrets, and you bury the blame. Your headaches flow from addiction, and you lost all your taste. You don't try, you don't try, you don't try, try to understand. You said, now that I'm out, yes, I figured it out. All I've made my last stand. That is the nicest thing that I ever thought. That is the nicest thought that I ever have come across, yeah. You don't lie, you don't like to be someone that you ain't. You said, I need a minute, just give me a minute before I leave this place. That is the nicest thing that I ever thought. That is the nicest thought that I ever have come across, yeah. That is the nicest thing that I ever thought. That is the nicest thought that I ever have come across.
All right. Well, JP, JP, I mean, people love you. The phones were ringing there, but one particular person, Jason, I don't want to mention his name, but Jason, he, you know, we went through the whole thing and I gave Jason, I don't want, whatever his name is, I gave him the tickets. And then by the time we got around to, you know, saying goodbye, he had realized that he didn't actually want the tickets. So, this person, Jason, doesn't want the tickets.
Okay, well,
so somebody else does want the tickets, I'm sure, and can still have them at 269-8636-269-UMFM.
They certainly can. So call back in, yes. And if you spell my name correctly, how about that? We'll make it even that much easier, because I'm sure everyone's pretty bummed out that they lost out to Jason. True. I mean, someone.
269-8636-269-UMFM. Anyways, so the good news is I get to play another song.
Okay, great.
And do you care which one it is?
No.
All right, well...
You do your worst, my friend.
Sing me a song. I always like that one.
Sure.
Did I mention the phone number yet? 269-8636-269-UMFM. They're there. It's free. 16th, JP Ho, The Attics, 269-8636.
But I won't ask for that much in return. Visit when I'm around, pass my word through the town hall, and even pass it through your church. Shut off the lights, turn off the TV when I'm primed and I'm ready to play. Oh, that's all that I want in return. Or you could sing me a song, make sure you're loud. Love me forever. If you can't, then I guess I'll understand. Or you could sing me a song. The jerk left a nickel on another 50-bar tip. I just want your senses, please, the ones that I can tease, tickle and then leave. And that's all I want in return. Or you can sing me a song, make sure you're
JP Ho, Truly Richards, Live Beta Project, Sing Me a Song. That's the 16th. West End Cultural Center, get your tickets now, or You can always phone us here, 269-8636-269-UMFM. We might be able to hook you up just on the off chance you still want some.